The question for today is, years ago, the church taught that the day of Pentecost was always on a Monday. Today, the church observes Pentecost on a Sunday. When and why was Pentecost changed from Monday to Sunday? The church changed its practice of a Monday Pentecost in 1974. Before that time, many could see that the Monday explanation was theologically weak, but it was not until 1974 that the church began observing Pentecost on a Sunday. In brief, here's the reason we believe Pentecost should fall on a Sunday. The sheaf of the first fruits was to be waved before the Lord on the day after the Sabbath, Leviticus 23, verse 11. Pentecost was to be counted this way, and you shall count for yourselves from the day after the Sabbath, the day after the Sabbath is the first day of the week, Sunday, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, seven Sabbaths shall be completed, verse 15. This verse tells us which day to count from. The next verse tells us which day to count to. Count 50 days to the day after the seventh Sabbath. Verse 16. Notice three very important points. 1. We are to count from the first day of the week, Sunday. 2. We are to count to the first day of the week. 3. We are to count 50 days. Pentecost means 50th, indicating that it falls on the 50th day of the count. The instructions are simple and easy to understand. Not only are we told which day to count from, we are told which day to count to. And to make what is clear even clearer, we are told how many days we are to count. If we begin counting on a Sunday, the day after the Sabbath, the 50th day of our count will be a Sunday, the day after the seventh Sabbath. The old view was full of errors. The claim that the Hebrew word translated from, as in from the day after the Sabbath, was wrong. The normal meaning of the Hebrew construction for count from the day after the Sabbath is begin counting on the day after the Sabbath. To our knowledge, there is not a single Hebrew scholar anywhere who agrees with the old argument. In addition, the Jubilee cycle should be considered. The 50th year, or year of release, was the Jubilee. It follows the seventh sabbatical year, Leviticus 25, verse 1 to 17. It makes sense that the Feast of Weeks would follow the same pattern, seven full weeks, each ending with the Sabbath, with the day of Pentecost falling on the day after the seventh Sabbath.